USA Radio News.
A Texas police officer had the Uvalde gunman in his sights, but never fired a shot. The report from Texas State University released Wednesday raised the troubling question of whether Salvador Rolando Ramos could have been stopped before he even entered the Robb Elementary campus, where he killed 19 children and two teachers in May. Texas State University's Advanced Law Enforcement Rapid Response Training pointed to several significant errors made before Ramos walked through an open school door. The National Education Association proposed a resolution that would change the word mother in contracts to birthing parent. The reasoning? Inclusion for the LGBTQ community. The resolution would be voted on Wednesday by the Representative Assembly, which comprises 6,000 educators. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Americans aren't putting much confidence in its institutions.
A 2-year Gallup poll shows Americans have low confidence in American institutions. The president, Supreme Court, criminal justice, banks, Congress, and big business is at a record low, 27%. When Trump was in office, Democrats were sour on America. With Biden in the White House, numbers indicate both parties have a lack of confidence in our institutions. Former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer on Fox News.
It's not unusual for the party that's out of power and there's a Democrat president for the Republicans to feel sour about our nation. Or when Donald Trump, a Republican, was president, Democrats felt sour about our nation. Under President Biden, everybody seems to be sour.
From the West Coast to USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is battling to remain in office. He's shrugging off calls for his resignation after 3 cabinet members and a slew of junior officials said they could no longer serve under his scandal-plagued leadership. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense. The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Immigrant advocates are hoping a federal appeals court will uphold an Obama-era program that prevents the deportation of thousands of immigrants brought into the U.S. as children. A federal judge in Texas last year declared the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program illegal. However, he agreed to leave the program intact for those already benefiting from it while his order is appealed. An attorney for the state of Texas argued Wednesday that DACA recipients have cost the state hundreds of millions of dollars in health care and other costs. The mass shooting at a parade in Highland Park, Illinois on Monday is hitting close to home for another community.
Police in Madison, Wisconsin are reacting to reports of the Highland Park July 4th shooter confessing to police that he contemplated a second shooting in their city. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes says the FBI contacted MPD on the evening of July 4th after the Illinois shooting to request mobilization of a SWAT team under the pretense that the suspect was in the area.
Now, we will never know for certain what stopped him, but I am thankful that no innocent lives were taken from our city.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a jury has found 32-year-old Eric R. Holder Jr. guilty of first-degree murder for the 2019 fatal shooting of rapper Nipsey Hussle. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.